Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. The show you've all been waiting for as you've been sitting home all week on a sports station waiting for sports, and instead you get math.
Woo!
Just the thing that you were hoping for. And you know what? We are delivering it to you. I'm Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com. We're going to talk about your home buying, your home refinancing, your home equity, your cash out refinances, your opportunities in VA and FHA loans, jumbo loans. So many things happening in the world right now. We're going to let you know how it's affecting the mortgage world and how that mortgage world might affect you. A lot of these other things are affecting every industry that's out there. Some industries are seeing great opportunity and utilizing it. And TexasLending.com is one of those companies utilizing this low-rate environment to help you get some of the lowest rates you've ever seen. We're going to share that with you today. I'm joined by Tress Collins.
Yes.
She is the queen of TexasLending.com Mortgage Show.
Thank you.
And the jester of the show is Bubba Alexander.
The inappropriate one.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Yeah.
He's here to share with you inappropriate things and things that have nothing to do with mortgages. But anyway, He has 20 years in the mortgage business and can help you with that, too. If you are so inclined, you can call us 972-387-4600. That's the number to our office, 972-387-4600. We have loan officers ready to take your phone call. This might end up being our biggest lock month of loans of all time at the TexasLending.com.
Sweet.
Some crazy things going on in the world. We'll share that with you in a second. But also, you can call us live on the air, which no one has ever done.
On this show.
Not on this show.
Not on this show. We've had other shows. We've been on the air for 20 years now. And this show, it has been 20 years I've been doing radio shows.
Be the first.
But why call if you can text?
So why call? That's right. If you can text
wow,
us.
Gary.
You can text us. Texting is even better because Tress will ask your question. We will answer your question. And that number is 972-387-4600. If you want to text us, 972-387-4600. If you want to get on the air and chit-chat, 877 881 1053. No, I'm going to do it better.
Wow.
How about 877-881-1053?
That's so
make
much
it out, making your head hurt one number at a time. 877-881-1053.
That's not nice.
The world is a crazy place.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
The mortgage refinance world is up 300, 400%. The home purchase world is down 50% nationwide. So people, you know, listing their house. Some people aren't going out looking at houses. Some people have lost their jobs and don't know if they're going to be able to get a house. There's so much, and then meanwhile, the refinances are so high, mm-hmm. And the rates are so low that there's just mayhem in the mortgage business. It's craziness. The VA and FHA loans, a lot of lenders and investors aren't doing anything below 640 credit scores. A lot of them aren't. You hear Wells and Chase. Wells and Chase are now requiring a 20% down and a 700 credit score to get yourself into a loan. Wells and Chait, you know, Wells came out the other day, said they're not going to take any more cash out loans, home equity cash out loans. Meanwhile, TexasSunday.com is doing cash out loans, and we're doing home purchase loans. And
I had somebody tell me that this week. Well, I guess you can't do cash out loans anymore. And I said, we're doing them here at TexasLending.com.
Yeah, we are doing them. And who knows when that shoe will drop because it, you know. Anyway, we will see all kinds of different things happening. The good news is that we have the lowest rates, some of the lowest rates you've ever seen. We're locking loans like they're going out of style. And it's a craziness. It's a craziness out there. So we want to take your phone calls.
What about closing loans?
It's
Was this month like crazy closing month?
That's a crazy closing month and closing loans as well.
CCM.
Anyway, we are trying to make sure that you are taken care of at TexasSunny.com. We are the ones right here in Dallas-Fort Worth that can help you. So, Tress, how was your week?
Oh, it was good. It was good. My husband came home. It was like 5:30. I'd just gotten off of work.
He is reemployed with TexasSunny.com.
I know. I'm so grateful. But he came home, and he's like, Tress, I'm parked out front. Hurry up. We can make it to Lowe's, or not Lowe's, Home Depot, because now Home Depot closes at 6 o'clock in the evening. And I'm like, yes, because we wanted to buy more plants for our garden. But we made it. We had 10
minutes.
Are
you trying to make my head hurt? I had forgotten all about this. This is week three of the cabinet putting awning and taking offing.
This doesn't have
painting.
To do with that. No, this is my garden.
So you have a garden. That's illegal in Michigan, by the way.
Yeah.
It's illegal to have a garden. It's illegal to buy seeds. It's illegal to buy a shovel. It's illegal to buy paint. It's illegal to buy a paintbrush right now. Probably illegal.
Can I finish my garden?
You cannot.
Story?
I don't want to hear anything more about your garden. Unless it's got eggplants. Sometimes if you have tomatoes, those are good. What kind of things are you growing?
Mm-mm. No, I got a mammoth jalapeno plant. And I accidentally...
A mammoth jalapeno.
Does that mean it's going to be big?
Yeah. It's big jalapenos. Yeah. And we've grown those before. They grow very, very well in our little pots. And then I accidentally... Well, I didn't accidentally. Yeah, we use
pots. I have a question. So I've tried growing tomatoes before, and somehow magically out of thin air, big green worms show up on them. like they flew them in from, you know... They just kind of just show up.
Extra
like
protein.
All of a sudden, here I am just growing a little tomato plant in my front porch. And next thing you know, there's a big old green worm that's 3 inches long on it. How does that happen? So I want to know, do bugs eat jalapenos?
No.
Not really?
Not very
I was gonna
many
say, how does a bug eat a jalapeno, you know?
Yeah, it probably kills it. I haven't had any bug bites on my jalapenos. Grow those. Well, so then anyway, we're rushing through. And I'm just, you know, I got an oregano plant, not the Italian oregano I wanted. I had to get Greek oregano because that's all they had. Like, what? Never had Greek oregano.
I didn't know there was difference.
I know, right? Mm. But I'm like, I'll give Greek oregano a go. So Jeff's like, hurry up, Tress. We have 4 minutes. So I'm running through, and I just grab this other plant.
So you're racing to get to Home Depot. Lowe's.
To
buy
Home Depot.
Garden.
Yeah, because we have 4 minutes
to
check out.
This is very exciting, Tress. We're all excited here. So keep going.
We have 4 minutes to check out. But they won't let us in the outside gardening side. That's only the exit. We have to go all the way through the frickin' building. And, you know, my husband's handicapped. He's not a real fast walker. So
he never has been. You're right.
So I'm like, I don't know if we're going to make it. But we made it. But I got this plant. And we finally make it. We check out. And I get out to the car. I'm like, what did I grab? And I look, and it's a purple bell pepper plant. And I'm like, oh, we tried growing purple bell peppers about 7 years ago. Didn't fail miserably. They grew a little bit.
Were they invented at TCU, or did they come from? How did these purple plants come about?
I don't think they're hybrid.
We're in the last segment of the show now. Because Tress took the first three segments talking about her purple purple pepper plants.
When I get big purple peppers, I'm going to bring you one.
Okay. Okay.
And a big fat green jalapeno to go with it.
Give it to Kevin.
It's a mammoth jalapeno.
It is a mammoth jalapeno. They're the big guys.
All right. We have 972-387-4600 if you want to talk about your refinance and your home loan. We saw rates test their all-time lows again. We were quoting, if you paid an origination fee this week, it was You did have potential to get down to as low as 2.5 if you had a $300,000 refinance and 25% equity or 15% equity, or, you know, and you paid an origination fee and closing costs. Most people are getting 15 years up around 2.75 this week in that ballpark. The 30 years were down around 3% this week, weren't they, Bubba?
Mm-hmm.
On the 30-year mortgage at TexasLending.com, we were testing 3%. And so, yeah, we have some of the lowest rates you can get out there. You can call us at TexasLending.com. We'll be happy to help you. 972-387-4600. So Bubba, tell me about your garden, Bubba.
It doesn't grow very well.
Well, you have to water it.
What? So what happened on the rates deal about the Feds buying the bonds? What happened with that? Didn't they stop buying the bonds?
No, they didn't stop buying the bonds. They slowed down the buying of the bonds. As a matter of fact, by the end of the week, the mortgage bond rates were about the same as they've been. They're right around where they rates went up Monday, and then but the bond market didn't really improve most of the week. What improved was at the end of March, the servicers started gobbling up and charging more, and the servicing end, they started charging more, and they basically took it away from the street, you, the consumer. Your chance to get the lowest rates of all time. Now, when I say they took it away, the servicers were out there very afraid that they were all going to go out of business because no one was going to pay their mortgage. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when you don't pay your mortgage, the servicers have to pay the mortgage for you. Well, they don't hold on to that kind of cash. They have to pay their employees. They don't really make that much money with servicing a loan. And if you'd like to know more, we'd be happy to share about that with you. But they were very afraid. Now, right now, there's about, they're approaching 10% of loans that are defaulting. Okay, the lenders then have to pay 10%. You know. Of all the mortgage payments, you know. And so it's a strange thing that's going on out there. So the servicers started gobbling up the bond market prices out there. Even though the Fed was buying the mortgage rates down, it wasn't really translating on the street. So the servicers have not – they've given back some to the street that they gobbled up. Even though the mortgage bond rates and prices are very similar to where they were last week – the servicers have given back some of that because there's a couple things that have happened. They're seeing light at the end of the tunnel, and they've had a little bit more guidance from the federal government. Mm-hmm. And the federal agencies like Fannie Mae, Ginnie Mae, the FHFA, on how they are to treat the servicers in terms of people. The problem was they went out carte blanche and said, hey, everyone, don't make your mortgage payment,
which is the most
– irresponsible thing that a government could ever say, but every governor was saying it. We're just going to make you not make mortgage payments. Well, they're not on the contract with you and the lender. You're not. They're not. The governor is not on the contract. For someone to irresponsibly say, don't make your mortgage payment, is stupid. Because then all of a sudden, it caused a cascade of loan programs just to go away. Mm-hmm. And without the investors and the lenders having any way, they would have just all gone out of business if that was the case.
Yeah,
and so they had to have some guidance on is there going to be forgiveness to the servicers? If not, there just won't be any more lending going on to anybody. Because if you stop paying, if one of the people in a credit chain stops paying, then the rest of the credit chain stops because there's it's not worth anything. There has to be value for someone to invest. Mm-hmm. There has to be value in it. When there's no value, you don't invest your time in something that's worthless. I take that back. Oh, there's so many things we invest in that are worthless. But,
purple pepper plant, yeah. You know.
No.
So anyway, but in the mortgage, in the finance world, you know, if people are investing in worthless things, they're boondoggles and they go away. And so, yeah, you gotta have people paying their mortgages. So also, if you are in a forbearance, you're not going to refinance your mortgage. You're not going to be able to refinance 20 of these low rates if you just decide I'm not going to make my mortgage payment. Now, if you can't make your mortgage payment, that's a whole different story.
Yeah,
that's what this is designed for. Those who've lost their job and can't pay, but some people are just going to take advantage of that and say, I'm not going to make my mortgage payment for a year. Well, that's great, but you're not going to be able to refinance either, and it's going to show up.
And it's a
bad thing.
And there's interest is going to be piled to the back of your loan that just is accruing this whole time while you're, you know.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of bad things that happen when you don't pay your mortgage.
Yep. So anyway, we've done all kinds of blogs about this and sent them out on the social medias and the other things this week. That's all happened. But you know what? We do want to share with you how to get a rate in the 15 years in the 2.5 to 3% range. We want to share with you in the 30 years of how to get even into the 2.875 if you're paying an origination fee. You might be able to get that low on your 30-year mortgage. We want to do that for you. And if you want to take advantage of that, call us, 972-387-4600. Text us, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply, texassunny.com. We're going to come back. We're going to ask inappropriate Uncle Bubba about his Cowboys draft.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask...
I'm excited about that.
And we're going to answer questions for you on the texassunny.com mortgage show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the texassunny.com mortgage show with the unfiltered uncle, inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Trust Collins, Kevin Miller. We want to take your calls about your mortgage. The more questions you have, the more people learn.
Yes.
We don't know what you want to know. And we're not even going to try to even get any ideas about what you might want to know. We're not going to investigate into the things that you might want to know. We're just going to wait for you to call us and text us at 972-387-4600. Looks like, Trust, you might have even had a person that might want to refinance.
Two questions. Dos. Here we go.
All right.
Where can I go to find a true current appraisal of my home?
Where can you go to find one?
True.
Well, you know what? You can go to your here's a couple things you can do. You can go to your phone and call texassunny.com. You can go to your wallet and pull out a credit card. And you can have an appraiser come out and appraise it. That's probably how you're going to find an appraisal value. Now, listen, there are the Zillows and the other things out there that kind of give you a ballpark. But that's not that, the only true appraisal of value of their home is what someone's willing to pay for it.
Mm.
Okay. It's because you could have a home appraised on Zillow at $500,000 and then you'd sell it for $400,000. You can have the city appraise it at $350,000 and sell it at $380,000. You could have the city appraise it at $390,000 and sell it at $380,000. The true appraisal is what someone is willing to pay for it. What can you do to get as close to an idea? Realtors. Now, some people call them realtors, and that makes them very upset. It's like scratching a chalkboard with your fingernail. Don't call them realtors. They're realtors.
Realtors.
Really?
You can call them realtors. And you can check a realtor, and they can pull up on an MLS listing of the homes, what they're selling for in your neighborhood. And they'll say, here's what the homes have sold for in your neighborhood. And then you can get an idea of your home. Well, I like my home better because I have purple plants in the backyard, and mine's worth more. And so you can do that, and then that's that. I would say call a realtor without having to spend the money with an appraiser. The realtor can they're all over the place, and I guarantee they're willing to help. And so the other thing is, if you're trying to refinance, you need to ballpark that thing and find out what homes are selling for in your neighborhood. But
if you're trying to refinance and you're not wanting cash out, there's a good chance you might get an appraisal waiver.
That is
true.
I've
gotten 8 or 9 appraisal waivers this month.
Now, we are doing a lot of these refinances, and because there's a shortage of appraisers, that want to be walking into your COVID-laced house. They don't want to. They don't want all that. No one got time for that. And so what they want to do is we get appraisal waivers.
Right.
And Fannie Mae has allowed that.
And generally, it happens with better credit, 700 and above, and you know, equity in the home.
Yeah,
you know, So I've even had some that MI that got appraisal waivers.
So they have mortgage insurance on their home currently, and they got an appraisal waiver.
Yeah,
that's crazy talk.
I know.
Bubba's in the front lines.
Yes, I'm in the.
I am sitting here in the ivory tower.
I'm wearing a mask.
It's fake ivory. It's not real ivory, but a dress.
Kevin!
We have questions that you can have answered at 972-387-4600. Tress has now several questions.
You do.
So I had, We had so many things to get to that had nothing to do with mortgages, but we want to answer mortgage questions because this is a mortgage show. Press next.
These are the questions that nobody wants to call and ask us on the air. They would rather send us a text. Okay. So this person says, hi, team. I am currently at 3.5% back in 2016 with $232,000 left on my loan. 800-plus credit score, would like to get a lower interest rate. House was purchased at $315,000. Can you do this?
Now, the thing is, they're at 3.5. They've been in this thing for 4 years. So your options are, yes, you can get a lower rate. Is it worth it going to a 15-year and paying a point origination?
Or 20.
You know, or 20-year. Is it worth it? You know, you're going to have some closing costs. You're on a $232,000 loan, if your rate drops 0.5%, you'll save nearly $100 a month in interest. Nearly. So if you drop 0.5% on, if you drop 0.5% on $240,000 and they're at 232, then you would save $100 a month in interest. Is it worth it to go from 3.5% to 3% to a 20-year mortgage? Is it worth it? Is it worth it to go to a 15-year down around 2.75%? Do you want to pay a point origination and potentially get that down closer to 2.5%, potentially? So if you saved 1% on a $232,000 loan, you're going to save nearly $200 a month in interest. But you have to pay it off in 15 years. So they have 26 years left. They can get back and drop 11 years off. Is it worth it? Is $200 a month of interest, lower payments than interest, that you, then you'll have a higher payment on a 15-year. Because you got to pay it off, your principal off faster. Mm-hmm. But you'll save interest payments. So is it worth it? Just like the actual appraisal value of your house is what somebody's willing to pay for it. It worth is depending on what you value it at. So is it worth it? Is the savings of $100 a month by taking that from 3.5% to near 3% worth it? You got to make that decision on your own. Because we're not going to make it for you.
Doo-dah.
Okay, but the number at our office, if you want to talk to a loan officer about it, we have, they're not loan counselors. They have no training in counseling whatsoever. Some of them need counseling themselves. 972-387-40. You know what?
That was, they work on Saturdays, so they need counseling.
Yes. They do need some counseling. 972-387-4600. All right, we have more questions. Tress.
Yeah. We both have a credit score around 650. We have $10,000 in savings, make $110,000 a year. Do we qualify for a $300,000 mortgage? How much would that be a month?
The $110,000 a year is about $9,000 a month. They can afford about $3,000 a month on a mortgage payment, very mm-hmm. conservatively. A $3,000 a month mortgage payment with current rates is going to get you a loan of at least $400,000.
It's going to be an FHA loan, I would believe, because the mortgage insurance would be cheaper and the rate would be better.
Yeah, but I could tell you this. The 650 credit score, if that's in the under 640, very difficult right now to get a decent rate on FHA. There are significant credit hits as you start going down on the FHA. Typically, FHA is the best, but with this COVID thing, There are some landmines in the FHA field
right now.
If you're down at 650, there are some landmines. We actually had one of the they're starting to see when mortgage lenders lend your loan, they do it on a line of credit. Some of them have a $100 million line of credit. Some have $1 billion line of credit. They fund on their line of credit and then they sell it, and the loan gets sold to Fannie Mae, Ginnie Mae,
Freddie Mac. More room for more mortgage.
Yeah, and then they can go out and use their line of credit to fund more loans. Okay. And so some of the lines of credit are making decisions on what loans they will take now. For example, one of the lines of credit in the industry said they're no longer going to take investment properties. They're not going to allow lenders to close those loans on their line of credit. There are also lines of credit that say they're not going to take FHA below 650. So while it might be possible in the industry, credit lines are being, just like some of your creditors and your credit card companies are telling you they're dropping your credit limits. Some of your other companies, and you know, like the Wells, is saying you need 20% down to the 700 credit score. It's, well, everyone says they're in this together. My experience so far, that it's every man for themselves. That's just my experience, and it might be blasphemy to you, but for me, that's my reality, is that I'm seeing the large banks and the largest financial institutions, it's it's all about them. So they're not in this together with you. They're in this together by themselves. So, and that might be for their own protection. I don't know. All I know is that's my experience. Mm-hmm. My personal experience is that, so while some investors can still do FHA down to 600, some will do them at 640, there are credit lines that are now cutting off funding of loans below certain credit scores. So it's not just the investor. Sometimes it's the credit lines who don't want to be stuck with these loans. It's an interesting field.
Hmm. Did we say about how much they're...
Do we qualify for 300? Oh, how much would that be a month?
Yeah.
So at 300,000, their payment would probably be about 2,300, maybe 24. The problem is the taxes.
Mm. Yeah,
you're going to be paying higher in taxes than you're going to be on your interest rate, your mortgage. Right. Your tax rate is higher than the mortgage rates right now for many. Your tax rate that people are paying on mortgage, I would say that 90% of people who get a mortgage right now, maybe not 90%. If your mortgage rate's at 3% or below, you're going to be paying more in taxes, 90% of you. So anyway, how much would that payment be? You know, $2,300 a month is a good bet for a $300,000 mortgage.
All right. Do we have time for one more?
We do.
What is the lowest credit score a person needs to purchase a home?
The lowest credit score someone needs. How about minimum credit score that someone can have? The minimum credit score right now, I would say I wouldn't go below 620. That's your conventional loans actually have lower credit score availability than some of the FHA and VA loans. FHA and VA loans under 640 are worth zero on the street, like oil. Mm-hmm. You know how oil went to negative value this week?
Yes.
Well, if a mortgage lender tries to offload a VA or an FHA loan to a servicer, they're paying negative money for that loan. So one of the reasons that creditors aren't doing those loans right now, because if you don't put any money down and as soon as you get your mortgage, you say, I want a forbearance. Why would you close on a mortgage and ask for a forbearance at the same time? You shouldn't be buying the home. You should be waiting till the financial prospects are back in line. Because you're putting yourself at financial risk when you take on a mortgage. So we want to make sure that you have a mortgage you can afford. And so the bottom line is the lowest scores right now, I'd say, is 620. For you to feel safe that loan is going to go through on a conventional loan, and I would say 650 right now because it's starting to creep up. It was 640, and there's starting to be some credit score creep on the FHA and the VA requirements. There are still some investors and lenders that are doing them lower. It's just going to be a little more hit and miss, and the rates are going to be higher for you.
Hit and miss.
Yes. So that's hopefully going to help you out. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, here's the question I have for you. What is the most overrated, quote, Texas, unquote, food?
Overrated.
Texas food. What is the most overrated? Like, oh, God, I have to have that. It's Texas food. Okay. I want to know, what is the most overrated Texas food? And we want to answer more of your questions at 972-387-4600. That's our text, 972-387-4600. See, I have my ideas. I think I have one pet peeve.
Just one?
Well... About Texas, my least favorite Texas food. We're going to come back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. So many questions, so many answers. And we want to make sure that you get those answers so you can go on with your merry mortgage day. We wish everyone a Merry Mortgage Day. That's going to be our new slogan. We wish everyone a Merry Mortgage Day.
Have a Merry Mortgage Day.
Tress, well, ask your questions at 972-387-4600, and then inappropriate Uncle Bubba and I will answer the questions for you. So listen, before we took a break, the question, what is the most overrated Texas food? And Tress, you go first.
Fried food at the Texas State Fair.
Okay, that's a whole genre of food. So
yeah,
the fried food.
But every year they have a special fried food now. And I just...
Will they even have a Texas State Fair this year? That's the big old question, isn't it? It's in September.
It's in September.
I can tell you what. They've already canceled golf tournaments that are in July. They canceled the Junior Worlds, IMG Junior Worlds. They've canceled the Junior Amateur, USGA Junior Amateur for boys and girls. They've already canceled major tournaments that show up in July this year. So, you know, you're talking about all these people getting together and rubbing their grimy mitts all over the greasy food, and then you have to go deal with that.
Yeah, overrated. We've gone out there a couple times and tried this special fried
What's
food.
Not overrated is those chicken, those turkey legs that are the size of...
Okay, those are very good. Yeah, those that's good. Almost worth the trip.
Yeah. All right, Baba, what's your...
Most overrated Texas food?
It might be considered a Texas food. I think it's just a food...
A southern food?
Texans take ownership of, or at least...
Fried green tomatoes.
Appropriate the culture of. What's that?
Fried green tomatoes.
You think those are overrated?
They're way overrated.
Really? Yeah. I like them.
I would never eat one.
I have two. My least favorite Texas foods. One is the one that drives it makes me gag. The one that makes me gag.
What?
Brisket.
What?
I cannot stand brisket.
Why do you think that's?
It's either super dry.
What?
Or it's so oily and greasy and grimy you can throw it in there with your fried foods, Tress. And my second one... My second one is purple peppers. It's
Lies.
My least favorite Texas. I second Lisa.
Lies.
How about double chocolate muffin?
Well, Bubba's going to share that with you right on the air here. And so, Tress, you have questions.
Yes.
Let's get to people's questions. And if you have your own little Texas food story, we'd be happy to hear about it on the text line 972-387-4600. Tress.
Okay. All right. In the middle of getting a mortgage, income was 115, credit score 660. What can I expect for a fair and reasonable rate on a 30-year? Home price was 290, and we were putting 20% down.
Fair and reasonable.
Mm. What was the credit score?
660.
Okay. I've got one going, almost in the same parameters.
A $290,000 loan, they make $115,000. Okay, so their income's good. 20% down, that's good. 660 score. That 660 score, man, I can tell you this. Lenders have different rates. And then as you start getting those credit scores below 740, every 20 points below 740, and your credit scores start moving. And in this world, where the whole, all things normal have been blown up, what is fair and reasonable at 660, Bubba?
Right at 3.875
on a purchase,
and that's no points on a purchase. Yeah,
with no points.
Yeah, with no points.
That's fair and reasonable.
I have one at that same parameter.
Because I can tell you, Fannie Mae, they have Freddie Mac. They have these things called loan level price adjustments, and there are loan level price adjustments for credit score. So if you have a credit score of 740. Versus 660. Once you get down around 660, yeah, your rates can be probably 0.375% higher than if it was at 740. So what might be 3.375% on a purchase is now 3.75% on a purchase, right? Now, there are also loan level price adjustments for down payment.
Mm-hmm.
If you put 5% down or 10% down or 15 or 20, I can tell you this, you'd get a better rate with 15% down than you would with 20% down. Fannie Mae has a loan-level price adjustment that charges you a higher rate at 20% down than you'd have with 15% down or 25% down. And I think it's just gouging. Mm. And so, and it might not be gouging. They're also in the Obamacare. Obamacare charged homeowners more money through Fannie Mae and their home loans to pay for health care. I'm not saying if it's good or bad. This is just a fact. They have a provision that charges you more money on a home loan through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, your rate would otherwise be nearly an 8% lower on everyone's mortgage right now. But one quarter of 1% on every mortgage that goes to Fannie Mae goes towards Obamacare. And you might not have known that. But that's as much money as servicers make an entire year on a mortgage from Fannie Mae is 0.25%. That's what they get paid. Whether your rate is 5%, 4%, 3%, or 2%, a servicer only makes 0.25% per year on your mortgage. That's all they make. That's your entire revenue on a mortgage. So the rest of that interest goes to Fannie Mae, which they then put the money into your 401k bond fund, right, or your pension fund, or the insurance companies who are investing in them. So my point is this. Your rates would otherwise be better. So if you ask me why is the rate higher at 20% down than at 15% down, you have to ask Fannie Mae that, and part of it's because of Obamacare.
But the issue would be you would have mortgage insurance, and 660 mortgage insurance is not the same as 740 credit.
Yeah, I'm just saying insurance. That you're
better off, you know.
You're having 1/8%. So Bubba said it was around 4, and I'm saying that you had a 3/8% higher rate because of 660 score than you'd have versus 740, and about an 8% higher rate because you only have because it's 20. Now if you put 35% or 40% down, you don't have that loan level price adjustment. There's not that risk factor from Fannie Mae coming into the loan, and so you'd get the best rate if you had 40% down and a 740 score. They're going to be getting a rate closer to 3.25% on a purchase, right? And so versus 3.75% to 4%.
Yep.
All right. So that's what fair and reasonable. I would say 3.875, give or take an eighth, is fair and reasonable on a 660 score. Tress.
I can't believe you don't like brisket. Okay.
God, you can't even put you can't even sauce it up for me. I don't even care. We've had food brought in every day since this COVID thing has started. The people are coming to the office. I'm not sending them out in the street to get the greasy, grimy mitts all over everyone else's food, right? And so,
that's nice.
And so I'm bringing food in here. And so our staff likes to order brisket once per week. And that is my weight loss week because I don't eat that. And it's... I've tried to eat it, but it's so greasy.
Well, tell them you want some sausage or turkey.
Where do they order it from?
I don't even care.
That makes a difference.
I don't even care. And it's not your fault if you're making it. It's just maybe just like the first time you ever had too much of something to drink and it was regurgitated. And so you never want to drink that again. Well, maybe it was because maybe the first time that happened to me, I ate brisket on that same day. Who knows? Who knows?
Hopefully you would.
And I apologize if you're slinging brisket out there for a job. I don't
tell them to bring you turkey, man. That turkey's good.
Turkey brisket?
Sausage. How about a turkey leg? The turkey legs are good. Crispy.
Just say if they're ordering crispy turkey brisket, leg. Give me a turkey leg.
Yeah. All right. We have questions.
We do.
Let's get to one more, Trust, and then we'll try to go to a break.
Okay. We are wanting to refinance. Original loan is $331,000 at 4.25%. We currently owe $290,000. Comps in the neighborhood are $340,000 plus for the same style. Homes.credit is $750,000 plus and $800,000 plus. I am self-employed and have been for 5 years. I bring home is roughly...
That was not Homes.credit. That was Homes, period. New sentence credit. Just for everyone listening at home, there's no such thing as homes.credit. Don't go there online. Tress is smoking her morning ganja. Let's go.
There's a space bar. There's no space, okay? I am self-employed and have been for 5 years. My bring home is roughly $11,000 a month, but only pay myself $2,500 a month. My wife makes about $60,000. Per our taxes, we made a combination of $187,000. How hard would it be to be refinanced with me being self-employed? I started the process about 2 months ago and haven't heard anything with our loan officer.
Okay. Wanting to refi. Marginal is 330.
Give me a call.
So 4.25. 4.25. They want to refi. And so... bring home is 11K a month. It looks like they have enough of all that. And so they have enough of all that. So what would the rate be? They're at 4.25. They should be on that loan size down around 3 on a 30-year. And if you wanted to get a 15-year, you'd be at 2.75, give or take. You can probably get lower than that on a 15-year if you want to pay a point origination. I saw someone quoting yesterday. They said with 0.625 in discount points, 0.625, they are getting 2.5. So there is potential out there. Somewhere between 2.75% to 3% is a good ballpark with perfect credit, a loan size of 290, and depending on what kind of loan size term you want. And so call Gary Alexander at 972-387-4600. That's 972-387-4600. That's TexasLending.com. We have dozens of loan officers here, but inappropriate Uncle Bubba, who's here on the show with us, he will be happy to call you back if you ask for Gary Alexander. His stage name is inappropriate Uncle Bubba. His real name is Gary Alexander, the Dancing Bear. We will be happy to take your phone call there,
Bubba,
at that number, and he will call you back after the show, and we'll see what we can do about you having a loan officer.
2 months from hadn't talked to the loan officer in 2 months. That's pretty scary thing right there.
Well, Text. The loan officers should be around. They're around. Text them, call them, email them.
I always tell them I'm like Denny's. I'm always open. So,
and he lives next to La Quinta. Okay.
Let's go to break, Kevin.
He sleeps at La Quinta, and he said, we are going to come back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. We're back on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller, Bubba Alexander, Tress Collins. Make sure you call us today, 972-387-4600. So, Bubba, we have any more questions, Tress?
We have one more.
Oh, we do have one more. And after that question, I just want to hear Bubba's feedback on his beloved Cowboys.
Oh, right.
Bubba's beloved Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay,
Tress. This is the fan.
Okay. We were told that we need a 640 minimum credit score. Is that true with a conventional loan if we have the 20% down for a fixer-upper? Our average score is 630.
No, you can still get 20% down on a conventional loan.
All the way down to 620.
Yes.
And if you're putting 20% down, that's good.
The 640 score is still possible with some lenders. Your rate's probably going to be 4.25. Or something like that, 4.75 if you're going to try to get into that, because the investors are one, you know, they have to forward your payment to Ginnie Mae plus the mortgage insurance if you're not going to pay your mortgage. And so these lenders are already seeing a lot of defaults, the forbearances. So those lower credit score loans are the ones that that have been hit. Jumbo loans, lower credit score loans, are the ones that have been getting hit. But Fannie Mae still does loans at 620,
what
630.
What is your definition of a fixer-upper? Because are you buying this as an investment property, or you're buying it to move into and live? Or are you wanting to be on TV on one of those shows or something?
I mean, yeah, the six.
They didn't say.
It doesn't say. But you know what? You could still get you can buy as a primary residence.
I'm texting them right now.
Oh. Well, make sure you text us.
Text back.
Call our office, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at texaslending.com. If you're just waking up, Thanks for joining us. This is the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. And inappropriate Uncle Bubba is going to tell us about cornerbacks and wide receivers.
We're live from our TexasLending.com yacht here.
The weather's great.
You know what's scary? You know what's scary is Oklahoma got lit up last year.
Yeah.
And then we just took two of their defensive players.
No, you took one of their defensive players.
Defensive tackle and a cornerback. Receiver, yeah.
Yeah, the Alabama cornerback.
We'll take that.
We got three great players. I'm like Jerry Jones. I feel like I'm the cat that swallowed the canary. I mean, I was smiling when they picked CeeDee Lamb. He's going to be awesome. And then they addressed their cornerback need, and they addressed their defensive tackle need. And
for five games until they all get their knee blown out.
Well, yeah.
That's football. You need three more of each one of those guys just to get through the season these days.
Yeah.
And you have to wear your mask, the cover your nose and your mouth.
Oh, jeez.
They've got to get the Dak situation figured out. But, you know, it's nice that nobody else is practicing football right now, too, and maybe they can get
They might be practicing
out.
In the backyard.
Well, Dak was. Remember, we saw him.
Now he's not practicing now. He's got
with Dez Bryant.
He had a family
tragedy. Maybe the NFL
tragedy.
Changed to flag football.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did have
a family tragedy.
His brother
and
died.
Condolences to the family of the Prescotts.
Maybe the NFL will switch to flag football for the social distancing aspect of it.
Oh.
No, it's not any better.
That ain't happening.
Not any better.
I think they should take their helmets off and play without helmets.
Ah, why?
Why? They won't have any head injuries that way.
I don't know about that.
Have head injuries.
There's crazy people out there. So there are crazy people out there for.
Yeah, so I give them an A+ on their draft so far. I mean, it's so much better than some of the other Taco Charlton, Tristan Hill, you know, Rob Marinelli picks. You know, Taco Charlton. That was
somebody's that one, named Taco.
That one made me.
Yeah. Yeah, Bubba let me know right away.
Tacos.
Matter of fact, the day that Taco Charlton was drafted, Bubba expresses unpleasure.
You got Watt there, sitting there.
Oh, we have a reply to your question. Oh, okay. They want to live in the fixer-upper.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they want to live. That's a good choice because there's only one other choice there, and that would not have been a good one.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah, that's live what I was, responding live. So they would respond back. So, you know, you have to just be careful when you say how much of a fixer-upper is it when you have an appraisal done. And then they'll say, hey, well, this has got to be fixed. This has got to be fixed. And then that's a whole can of worms that you might have to look into.
Well, thank you for your, that was great sports commentary by inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
I should have my own sports radio show.
Yeah.
Really?
Unfortunately. With a 1-watt station, so no one has to hear it. All right. We have 23 seconds left in this glorious show. We appreciate Uncle Bubba's comments and his own personal love of his commentary. We're going to come back next week and share more about mortgages with you. In the meantime, you can go online and apply with TexasLending.com at TexasLending.com or call 972-387-4600. For Tress Collins and inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I'm Kevin Miller saying so long. We'll see you next week in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.